Test 5. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking about a neighbor.
My wife knows Janice far better than I do. I've hardly spoken to her, even when she's been round our house. I think, "Hello, Janice, how are you?" is about as much as I've said to her. So how she's come up with those stories about me, I have no idea. I mean, I've never asked her anything about her personal life, so how can I possibly be interfering in her affairs? And I've certainly never asked her for money. In fact, she actually borrowed some money from Kate a month ago and hasn't paid it back. I suppose I'll just have to ask her what she's up to the next time I see her. My wife knows Janice far better than I do. I've hardly spoken to her, even when she's been round our house. I think, "Hello, Janice, how are you?" is about as much as I've said to her. So how she's come up with those stories about me, I have no idea. I mean, I've never asked her anything about her personal life, so how can I possibly be interfering in her affairs? And I've certainly never asked her for money. In fact, she actually borrowed some money from Kate a month ago and hasn't paid it back. I suppose I'll just have to ask her what she's up to the next time I see her.
2. You hear a woman talking to a friend.
So you're going to India this summer, are you? Well, a friend of mine was there last year. One day, while he was walking through the streets of Calcutta, he saw an ice cream stall on the side of the road. As he felt hot and sweaty, he decided to get an ice lolly. It was just what he needed to cool down. After a while, he had a terrible stomach ache and he was sick. He had to spend the next couple of days in hospital. So you're going to India this summer, are you? Well, a friend of mine was there last year. One day, while he was walking through the streets of Calcutta, he saw an ice cream stall on the side of the road. As he felt hot and sweaty, he decided to get an ice lolly. It was just what he needed to cool down. After a while, he had a terrible stomach ache and he was sick. He had to spend the next couple of days in hospital.
3. You hear a radio announcer talking about new research.
If you're not a size zero, don't worry. According to recent statistics, people in industrialized nations are not only getting taller, but also wider. However, just how we are changing is unknown, as the last time any serious research was carried out in Germany was decades ago. Now, the clothing and car industries there are taking a close interest in the changes that have occurred since the last study. The main difference between the last research and the current one, called the Size in Germany Project, is that instead of a tape measure, high-tech scanners are being used to take the measurements of 12,000 people from all over the country. From Berlin, Martin Bryce reports. If you're not a size zero, don't worry. According to recent statistics, people in industrialized nations are not only getting taller, but also wider. However, just how we are changing is unknown, as the last time any serious research was carried out in Germany was decades ago. Now the clothing and car industries there are taking a close interest in the changes that have occurred since the last study. The main difference between the last research and the current one, called the Size in Germany project, is that instead of a tape measure, high-tech scanners are being used to take the measurements of 12,000 people from all over the country. From Berlin, Martin Bryce reports.
4. You hear an announcement at a train station.
This is an announcement for passengers for the 450 to Crewe. Would all passengers for the 450 to Crewe please go to platform 4? The 510 for Liverpool will now be calling at Crewe. Due to a mechanical fault, the 450 to Crewe will be delayed. Those passengers travelling to Crewe are advised to take the 510 to Liverpool. We would like to apologise for any inconvenience caused. Thank you. This is an announcement for passengers for the 450 to Crewe. Would all passengers for the 450 to Crewe please go to platform 4? The 510 for Liverpool will now be calling at Crewe. Due to a mechanical fault, the 450 to Crewe will be delayed. Those passengers travelling to Crewe are advised to take the 510 to Liverpool. We would like to apologise for any inconvenience caused. Thank you.
5. You hear a woman talking about a documentary she saw.
It seems that everyone wants to make a documentary about global warming and environmental problems these days. I must have seen the vast majority of them, so I usually know what to expect every time a new one comes out. The last one I saw, though, called The Final Hours, was different. The ideas presented were from refreshingly new points of view, and I learned quite a bit. The people behind it obviously took a risk, because the way it is presented could easily create confusion. It seems that everyone wants to make a documentary about global warming and environmental problems these days. I must have seen the vast majority of them, so I usually know what to expect every time a new one comes out. The last one I saw, though, called The Final Hours, was different. The ideas presented were from refreshingly new points of view, and I learned quite a bit. The people behind it obviously took a risk, because the way it is presented could easily create confusion.
6. You hear a woman talking about a mistake she made.
I'd arranged to meet a couple of friends for a coffee before I went for my interview. I thought it would make me less nervous, and it worked so well that I nearly forgot about the interview altogether. When Alice reminded me, I dashed off to the station. When I was on the train, I decided to read the notes I'd made about the company I'd applied to. I searched for them, but I couldn't find them or anything else of mine in the bag. I looked at my watch and realised that if I went back, I'd be late for the interview, which would have been a terrible mistake. I'd arranged to meet a couple of friends for a coffee before I went for my interview. I thought it would make me less nervous, and it worked so well that I nearly forgot about the interview altogether. When Alice reminded me, I dashed off to the station. When I was on the train, I decided to read the notes I'd made about the company I'd applied to. I searched for them, but I couldn't find them or anything else of mine in the bag. I looked at my watch and realised that if I went back, I'd be late for the interview, which would have been a terrible mistake.
7. You hear part of a radio interview with a film critic.
It's time now for our weekly dip into cyberspace. Nigel Shaw tells us of an interesting website where fans of certain films post their own versions of cinema classics with differing results.
Well, fan films are a way for fans to recreate their favourite movies or to make a sequel. There are hundreds of fan films out there. One good collection can be found on fanfilms.net. Some have been made by a few friends coming together, and others by hundreds of people taking part in the process. Some are awful, of that there is no doubt. But some are approaching Hollywood standards, in the sense that people now have access to the kind of software used by those who make their living in the film industry.
It's time now for our weekly dip into cyberspace. Nigel Shaw tells us of an interesting website where fans of certain films post their own versions of cinema classics with differing results.
Well, fan films are a way for fans to recreate their favourite movies or to make a sequel. There are hundreds of fan films out there. One good collection can be found on fanfilms.net. Some have been made by a few friends coming together, and others by hundreds of people taking part in the process. Some are awful, of that there is no doubt. But some are approaching Hollywood standards, in the sense that people now have access to the kind of software used by those who make their living in the film industry.
8. You hear a radio advertisement.
Joe had an accident, but when he exaggerated his injuries to get more compensation, he put his hand,
excuse me,
in your pocket.
Hey!
And took your money.
Thanks.
Insurance fraud is a crime, one that affects you directly. Don't let them cross the line. Protect yourself. Report suspect claims. Call Insurance Confidential on 1-800-333-333. Because you're the injured party.
Joe had an accident, but when he exaggerated his injuries to get more compensation, he put his hand,
excuse me,
in your pocket.
Hey!
And took your money.
Thanks.
Insurance fraud is a crime, one that affects you directly. Don't let them cross the line. Protect yourself. Report suspect claims. Call Insurance Confidential on 1-800-333-333 because you're the injured party.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.